Have you felt the world has lost its mind? That people don't have common sense anymore? Don't fear. This Common Sensocrat is here and you're not alone. You may agree, disagree, or just want to listen. If you're always up for a good time with some humor and some real talk, then you are in the right place. I'm going to update you all with the latest news in politics, culture, lifestyle, fashion, so much more. I am your host, Carrington Rowe, so gear up for the harshest truth, not the sweetest lie. Let's go. Hey, Common Sensocrats, welcome to today's Monday update. It is not going to be a very long episode because, one, I'm just fed up with a lot of things that have happened this past weekend, and plus I got to work on it to start working on another project, so I'm just going to do this Monday update. I got to take the next couple of days off, and then I will be back with Princess Chloe on Friday. So just to give you a warning right now. But let's get into what I need to talk about, and that is the Emmys going maskless. Now, we had a lot of news this weekend about a lot of maskless beings at in California in general, including not only the celebrities, but the San Francisco mayor was caught partying maskless. And guess what she said? Quote, "I wasn't thinking about my mask. I was thinking about having a good time." End quote. Okay, so in turn, you can have a good time, but us peasants cannot have a good time. Gotcha. And that's the same thing that's been happening at the Met Gala. We've been seeing this all over with the main celebrities walking and they're maskless and having their, you know, looking all glam and beautiful. And then you see the workers in the back, the worker bees making their money, and they have to wear a mask. And they're actually earning their dollar. Unlike these rich people that do not show that they should be earning any cent. But here we are in this clown catastrophe we call the world right now. So we have now Twitter. I'm reading this article from the New York Post. Twitter people on Twitter have just been lashing out over the hypocrisy at the Emmys. Okay. It is just really great. And I'm already reading this, starting with, it says here in the article, mask on, mask off. And you know, it's very interesting. You know, in Los Angeles, they have, you know, a lot of bars and events and certain other spaces are requiring the vaccine. Now, granted, the Emmys did too, according to the reports. But the whole Emmys was about getting vaxxed, right? The whole Emmys was bragging about they've been vaxxed and that really cringy when they were saying, you know, say he's just a friend, that whole thing. Yeah, I saw that. Didn't watch the Emmys, but I saw it on social media. Very cringy, the whole thing, right? It's just become cringy because they know it's a bunch of bullshit that is presented on the TV screens. But Cedric the Entertainer, who's the host, he joked about the virus in his opening monologue. He said, quote, "We had to vax to come here. I got vaxed. I did not have a reaction like Nicki Minaj's cousin's friend. I got Pfizer because I'm bougie. Pfizer, that's the Neiman Marcus of vaccines. Moderna, that's Macy's. Johnson & Johnson, that's TJ Maxx." End quote. Really? Like, that's what you got? That's your opening monologue? Lordy. And of course, Seth Rogen chimed in later on as he became the first presenter. And he joked about it as well. He said, quote, "I went from wiping my groceries to having Paul Bettany sneeze in my face." Well, one, that's not even funny. And I've never been a big fan of Seth Rogen to begin with. So I'm not surprised that it wasn't that funny. And then cue the Twitter reactions. I'm reading here straight from the article here. It says, quote, "Why are the Emmys in such a small room without masks and no ventilation during a pandemic? Seth Rogen, why are we in such a small room without masks and no ventilation during a pandemic? And they repeated themselves. Like, again, hello? You know. And no distancing, no masks. Clearly a slap in the face for all the frontline. Well, they said font line. They forgot the R. But frontline workers that are still dealing with the pandemic. Check your privilege at the Emmys. Yeah. Yes. They're all, I don't know if you've seen the pictures, but they're literally all crowded in the room together. No masks on. Again, rules for thee, but not for me. Right? It's sickening. And it makes me sad. I thought about this the other day. And I'll continue about the Emmys here. It really disappoints me because a lot of these people in the room, and I'm an actress, okay? I used to look up to a lot of these people. And now I think back and I go, why? They're all followers. Why do I follow these people if they're going to be followers? I'm 31 years old now. I'm kind of, you know, it's kind of like, look, it was fun when I was younger and I was looking up to you, but now I'm looking at you all and going, well, I feel like I'm personally in a better place because I'm not a sheep. They are. They are so stupid to think that we don't see what they're doing. And I get it right now. And now it's really exposing it. I mean, this has been a problem already this past year and a half. I mean, it's been a problem for a long time, the elitists versus the peasants, right? But now, because of the whole pandemic here, and yes, I said it. Yes, I slipped and said it, but it is what it is. Now, look, I'm not saying it's not a real disease. It is a real disease. And it sucks when you get it. But look, the bigger picture here is right now, the rules are for the rest of the folks that are not in the Hollywood fake industry now, as I like to call it, just the fake industry. I mean, it always has been, but now it's more so than ever because of all this BS. So it's like, let me get this straight. You all don't have to wear masks, but I mean, sure. I believe they've all been vaccinated. I mean, that was the requirement, right? But you all don't have to wear masks, but the other elitists, the medical elitists, are telling us that even with vax or no vax or whatever, you still have to wear a mask. So where is yours? Celebrities, where are yours? That's what we're all sick of. We're sick of the hypocrisy. We're sick of it. And it's just, I mean, everybody blasted them. I mean, it's just like no masks worn inside the Emmys. Call me not shocked. Love to preach, but not practice what they preach. You know, that kind of stuff. And actually, you know what sucks though? Out of all the celebrities right now, my hero is Nicki Minaj, Cedric. Right now, my hero is Nicki Minaj because she's fighting back against, I mean, it wasn't you personally, Cedric, but you're such idiocy. I mean, it's complete. I mean, it just makes me sad that these are people that I used to look up to when I was, you know, getting really into the acting and looking forward to working with people. Now I look at these people and I'm like, I don't really care if I work with you or not. As a matter of fact, knowing what I know now, I'm okay if I never have to work with you. Like, our hero right now is Nicki Minaj. Never thought I would see the day. Never thought that my hero through all of this right now is Nicki Minaj. And on top of that, now the other celebrity I was going to mention here before I went on my little side rant there, my other celebrity that I'm actually respecting more a little, now, not like, I don't mean like more as in a lot more. It's not a very big percentage, but I would have to say maybe an extra 5% is Jennifer Aniston. Because, yes, she apparently did sneak backstage at the Met with a mask on, though. She apparently wore a mask, so she's practicing in a way what she preaches. Because she said She didn't show up at the Emmys because she didn't feel comfortable being in a crowd. She didn't feel comfortable with it. I respect her for that. Because why would, because then again, because she's at least smarter than I thought. Because she was on the red carpet. Remember, she said, do you guys remember when she said, I will not be friends with unvaccinated people, which was a dumb comment. Absolutely. But she's actually practicing what she's preaching right now. She's not showing up to the Emmys because she's not comfortable. So in a way, I'm like, okay, Jen, I see you, Jen. I'll keep an eye on that. I'll see if you continue practice what you preach because continue practicing what you're preaching because right now we're all, I mean, we don't really care about Hollywood as much anymore. But I do because, you know, I am an actor and it is a disappointment to see that all of these people that have been auditioning and fighting for years, that they're just like, well, screw it. I'm just going to do my own thing. And yeah, it's just a disappointment. So, but the Emmys, you know, they weren't the only, you know, like I mentioned, the Met Gala. So there, I'm looking at the New York Post article again. I'm at the very bottom of it here. And, you know, it says the Emmys weren't the only big Hollywood event that got fans upset over the pandemic rules. The Met Gala earlier this month also sent viewers in a frenzy. Nicki Minaj even opted not to attend the gala because, again, guests were required to show proof of vaccine. So, yeah, like I said, Nicki Minaj is my new hero. Nicki Minaj is officially my new hero. She is fighting the woke mob, and I hope she continues it. And people are going, well, she's going to cave just like the rest of the celebrities. I don't think so. Nicki Minaj, I have to say, Nicki Minaj, granted, I like some of her songs and I don't like some of her songs. Like, she's one of those that I never really had a full problem with. Cardi B, on the other hand, I've never liked her, not any of her songs, unless she's doing a duet with somebody else. I think that's the only time I liked Cardi B, but that's a whole other topic for a whole other time. But right now, this is the big issue. The elitists versus us, right? The celebrities and all these elitists are telling us what to do. But when they do it themselves, oh, but they're not. Funny, you're telling us to, but you're not. If you were really that uncomfortable, just like Jennifer Aniston's doing, right? Then you wouldn't be showing up. If there were more celebrities that weren't comfortable, then that room would be maybe half full. Okay? If you actually were social distancing, which I call bullcrap, they were all saying, oh, we were social distancing. No, you weren't. You were not social distancing whatsoever. Okay? I do not believe it. Do not believe it whatsoever. So anyway. So that's where we're at right now. We're at this place where we just, you know, we just watch this all happen and go, okay, well, we see you. So celebrities, we see you. You may think we don't. Oh, I'm sorry. You do think we do, but not in the way you're thinking for your ego trip. And that's the truth. Or some of you may not really realize what's going on because you all live in your million-dollar mansions in a very secluded part of Beverly Hills or beyond. So, that's on you guys. So I can't really blame you for how much money you make. But if you are going to continue this rhetoric of, you know, you need to wear a mask, you need to get vaccinated. Okay, well then, where's yours? How about you show me proof of your vaccines? How about that? And see how it feels when it's turned on you. Hey, Common Sensocrats. Make sure to subscribe to this podcast wherever you get your podcasts. I'm on Spotify, Google, Apple, wherever you get your podcasts. I am also updating videos for my YouTube and Rumble channel, but definitely subscribe to those anyway. So hit that button that looks like a bell so you can immediately get notified when those videos are released. Like and follow on all of the social medias, Facebook, Twitter, and Getter, Instagram, TikTok, Telegram, and of course, follow me on commonsensocrats.locals.com. If you have any suggestions on topics that you want me to cover and or have any questions, don't hesitate to email common.sensocrat@gmail.com. And now, back to the show. I absolutely love this new celebrity movement, the anti-vax celebrity movement. Thanks to Nicki Minaj starting it off. You go, girl. Doing really good. Again, my hero. This other celebrity came out recently. I think it was on Saturday or so. I forget which day it was, but it is model Doutzen Crowes or Crowes. I forget how you say her name, but I think it's Doutzen. I forget. But she's a beautiful lady. And also, very smart, because she had this to say, and I can't stand people that are like, models are stupid. Well, not Doutzen. Not her, because this is what she had to say when she came out on her stance of everything. She says, quote, "I will not be forced to take the shot. I will not be forced to prove my health to participate in society. I will not accept exclusion of people based on their medical status. Freedom of speech is a right worth fighting for, but we can only solve this united in peace and love. Pass on the torch of hope and love and speak your truth," end quote. She ended with a heart emoji. But yeah, amen. Praise you. I mean, she's amazing. So of course, she got a lot of flack on social media for that. I mean, people responded with, "Oh, you're so irresponsible." Another one was, "If too many people will refuse to get the vaccine, new variants of the virus will be spread." Again, fear-mongering, right? They're doing the fear-mongering thing. It's just sad. Giselle Bündchen came to her defense. Remember, she's the Tom Brady's wife, the supermodel as well. She came to her defense. She says, "I know Doutzen, and she is a kind and loving person. I can't believe the hate being directed at her because she expressed her feelings." I mean, it's just, she shares two kids with Tom Brady, so she cares about the vaccine and all that stuff. She's like, just stop it, because just stop it. So I love that she's defending her. And then also other people that have come out, other celebrities that are starting to come to fruition of speaking up are, of course, Nicki Minaj, Olivia Newton-John, Elon Musk, Rob Schneider. I mean, more celebrities are starting to come out and say, enough's enough. So as long as we keep this momentum going, then we should be good. We should be okay. But right now, like I said, not a doctor. You do you. If you want to get the vaccine, you get the vaccine. I'm still doing my research on it, so I will not be getting the vaccine right now. Not to say I never will, because never say never, right? But as of now, I'm not getting it because I don't trust it. I don't like the fact that it's mandates. I don't like that. And I also don't like the fact that it's Dr. Flip-Flop who keeps mixing reviews on it. So, and everybody has had different reactions to it. So I don't know, still don't know enough research about it. And it's still very new. So maybe give it another 5 years or so and see what the results are then. Until then, I'm good with not getting it. So far as I know, I have the antibodies, so I don't even need the shot. So, and by the way, that was my doctor advice. That was my doctor. Okay. My doctor told me that. So the celebrities that are coming forth and saying, you choose what you need to do, don't be forcing it on us. Bravo. Keep it up, celebrities, because you are a big influence right now, especially those who are actually standing up for our freedoms. Thank you. So celebs who are doing that. So Nikki, Olivia, Elon, Rob, Doubtson, Giselle, all these people. Thank you. Thank you for standing up because we need you now more than we have before. That's all I have for you, my common sensocrats. I told you it was going to be a short episode, but thank you so much for tuning in. And the saying that I have today is, start over, my darling. Be brave enough to find the life you want and courageous enough to chase it. Then start over and love yourself the way you were always meant to. Madeline Beck. Thank you again, Common Sensocrats. And just remember, I will not have an episode tomorrow or Wednesday or Thursday this week. So stay tuned for Princess Chloe on Friday when we do episode 6 from The Prince on HBO Max. Until next time, my Common Sensocrats, bye. Thank you for listening to today's episode. If you liked what you heard, don't forget to subscribe and rate 5 stars in the Apple Podcasts. I need to spread the word as much as possible about this podcast, and you all are such a big help for that. So thank you so much, and I look forward to you all to listen to the next episode.